The Bert Show.
Does she tell her friend that the guy she's dating has a history of cheating? Or does she keep a trap shut, mind her business?
Ooh.
All right, before I read the email, Mo, you know this information. A guy your friend is dating has a history of cheating. Do you tell her or do you let her come to her own conclusions?
She's my friend?
Yep.
And I know that he has a history of this?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm telling.
Abby?
I'm in the exact same boat, mainly because we do this with just about everything, regardless if it's about cheating. Like, mm-hmm. girls will find their address, their blood mm-hmm. type, their social security number. So cheating, yeah, I'm telling her.
Cassie?
Best friend, telling. Casual friend, not telling. Because people can change, mm-hmm. and maybe she's the one, but my bestie is going to get all the juicy dirt.
All right. The email reads, my bestie is finally ready to start dating again. It's been nearly 2 years since her ex-fiance cheated and seemingly shattered her entire world. It's taken a lot of time, tears, and support from friends to get her through it all. She finally seems to be on the other side of it. However, this whole situation has left her with a strong conviction. Once a cheater, always a cheater. I've heard her say this so many times. Ironically, I myself am proved that this theory isn't always right. In a relationship long ago, I took a wrong turn and cheated. But fast forward to now, I'm in a loving marriage and would never consider straying. My friend, however, has no idea about this chapter of my life. Well, now she's recently started dating this amazing guy. I really think this is her potential Mr. Right. That said, there's one problem. We've been part of the same social group for a while. I knew his ex-girlfriend. It's no secret in our friend group that they broke up because he cheated. However, I really don't think that is who he is. I think it had to do with circumstances at the time. Knowing how my best friend feels, do I tell her what I know about his past mistake? Even though I could completely torpedo what could potentially be a healthy, beautiful relationship. Even though I stand as living proof that people can learn, evolve, and stay faithful after making a grave mistake. For these reasons, I think I shouldn't. But my husband thinks she will be furious with me if she ever finds out I knew and never told her. I would really love to know what you guys think. Thanks in advance, Mandy.
Ooh.
So it's a one-time affair that we are aware of. It's happened in the past. It doesn't seem like it was like super current. With that limited information, she referred to her as the bestie. Are you going to tell your best friend, hey, this guy cheated on his ex?
I would probably let my friend decide. So if it's me, I don't believe that once a cheater, always a cheater. I do believe that people can change with time. But if I were in the other situation, which is what I would do, I would try to put myself in my friend's shoes. I would want to know. I would want my friend to tell me if you had this information and then allow me to do whatever I want to do with it. So I would probably approach my friend and simply say, I may know something about the person you're dating. It's not the greatest, but I don't, you know, do you want me to tell you? Or do you just want to, and if they say, tell me, I would tell them.
See, that's the issue. Like, her once a cheater, always cheater. Like, and the fact that she was so heartbroken by her ex-fiance, I would be like, listen, I know how you feel about a certain topic, so I don't feel right knowing this information and not telling you. However, before I tell you, I want to preface, I don't think this is a reason to break up with somebody because I personally don't think all once a cheater, always a cheater, and that people can evolve and learn from them from their mistakes. But this dude did cheat on his ex-girlfriend.
I think the context changes just because she is also friends with the guy and has a history with him. Because instead of coming at it from a place of fear of like, we don't know this guy, and all we know is that he cheated and it was a horrible situation, she actually has more context for what actually happened and seems to think that this could be a really healthy relationship. So let's go on board with that. If you think that this could be a healthy relationship, I think part of that is him eventually owning up to that and telling your friend himself, which I think is probably the best case scenario in this whole situation.
All right. Our last and final kindness award on the Bert Show. Abby, what are our kindness awards?
Our kindness awards are taking the place of perfect attendance. You know, if you've got a kid or if you know a kid that is just a really sweet human being. You know, maybe they miss class every now and then, but if they have gone out of their way to show that they have really strong character, we want to honor them in this way.
And today we are going to honor Danae Davenport, who is 17 from Perry, Georgia. She's a junior at Perry High School and was nominated by her mom, Melissa Peterson.
Hi, my name is Melissa Peterson. My daughter's name is Danae Davenport. She's currently a junior at Perry High School in Perry, Georgia. She has gone above and beyond every day to do what she can for others and herself. She's overcome all kinds of obstacles, and she is currently a dual enrollment student to be a preschool teacher. She also will be a senior next year, and she will be a teacher's aide at Tucker Elementary in Perry, Georgia. Again, she has overcome many obstacles to achieve her dream, which is to be a preschool teacher. I believe that she will be the best preschool teacher. She loves children. She loves everyone. And if all you have to do is ask her, and she will do whatever she can to make whatever happen for you. She is the best daughter that anybody could ask for. She actually saved my life becoming her mother.
Congratulations, Danae. It sounds like congratulations to you, Mom Melissa. It sounds like you hit the daughter lottery.
No.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.